This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday and it's 9:04. It's time for the Curve Corner. You're here with me, Noluthando Nkosi, and Andile Kunene, who has this long title. Do you care to say it?
Half man, half amazing. Cool as ice and twice as nice.
Yeah. As the song has mentioned, we are talking December today. You know, hello December. What does December mean to you? December means various things to various people. A lot of money lost too, but we're going to get into
money
all of
well
that.
Spent.
Oh, is it well spent?
Yep.
Let me not say lost, right?
Yep.
And I mean, you can get in on the conversation on WhatsApp on 079-748-2090. Let's get into it.
We should have done like a OPW type of thing. 079.
This is our WhatsApp number.
That's how we do. Thank you for joining us again. Good December, boss. Look, you know, I'm black, right? Just in case y'all didn't know. That's what's happening. Just in case you missed it, you know. And it's not December for us.
No.
Good December.
It's a culture.
Boss.
Okay.
Yeah. Good December. Boss.
Yeah, yeah.
So like everything that we've always wanted to do like throughout the year, like eat vegetables, you know.
Have a full fridge.
Have a full fridge.
This
like
is
things
the time.
Like that happen for us. You know what I mean? And I've always wondered if it's just me or is it everybody else? It's like, is it just my household that's like, yeah, no, this month, choice assorted.
That gigantic box that you see everyone
just
on the street walking with.
Just one box.
As if they don't sell it throughout the year, right?
Yeah. Choice assorted, one box for like 15
But why do you think
house.
That is?
I don't know. There's like a vibe to December that we just can't. I mean, did you just hear the song that we just played? I mean, it's incredible. It just puts you in a, I'm about to get ratchet mood. You know, let's spend some money. Let's buy some clothes. Remember, you get clothes for Christmas.
We actually didn't do that at my household.
Your family doesn't celebrate Christmas yet, but you're getting Christmas clothes.
Didn't do that. My mom was so against it, actually.
Frozies.
Yeah. Why? So, I mean, she'd buy clothes like a normal month or whatever, but, you know, growing up and seeing friends having specific clothes for Christmas, I didn't get to experience that.
And the food, did you get choice assorted at least? I mean, come on.
This is a part of our culture.
Hey, it's like it's a cultural thing.
We had it all year round.
What's that? Choice assorted?
Yeah.
You're lying.
For realsies.
Don't lie to the children.
I promise.
Hey?
For real. My mom she loves those biscuits so much.
Yeah, like the strawberry twirls, eh? I love those
things. Whirls.
Ugh, look. Semantics.
No.
Hey?
So, you can't be calling things they are not.
Semantics.
How?
Yeah. What else did you do in December? That was fun.
December for me.
Is it all fun or just?
I think it's all fun.
From the first.
It really is. But you see, growing up in Johannesburg, I'm a like proper Johannesburg baby. I mean, my family is from Witbank and Johannesburg.
Mm.
So going home for us is not a thing. Like we don't go back to like the lallies, or we don't have like a far home to go back to.
So
when I'm visiting grandparents, it's in and around Gauteng.
Yeah, and
and Mpumalanga.
Is the lallies.
No, yeah, yes, you know, which is like an hour away. So I don't have the experiences of going home per se, you know.
Okay.
And I mean, I come from a divorced family, so it always felt like a holiday because that's when holidays were split. You know, if you're spending, and my dad mostly worked coastal areas.
The definition of a holiday is not going home. So like going elsewhere.
Like a hotel.
Yeah, like a hotel or like a resort or something. San City.
I started doing that when I started working.
Okay. So growing up.
So growing up, you would,
you'd go home.
Go either to my dad's house or stay with my mom's.
Okay.
So yeah, stay home,
Did you get cousins? Maybe your house was the holiday house.
No,
my
grandmother's house was always the holiday house.
Okay, and everybody just went there.
Yeah. Look, my parents only had like two kids until recently, so it was, you always go to the house that has the most kids.
Okay.
You know?
I guess so.
Yeah. So my house was never the house to come to.
Yeah.
But my grand's house, like everyone would want to go to my grand's house. Besilala phansi, you know, like
I think that's a general thing that we all do, eh?
Yeah. It's like the parents would always
on
go
the floor. It's like a normal thing.
The parents would
no
always go.
Beds or
you
anything.
Can't go there because there's no space. And Gogo would always say, "It's fine.
Yeah,
we will make
them.
Space.
Just bring them. Yeah. There's a couch. There's
a floor. Hell, you know.
There's enough for everybody to go around.
Yo, right? And that time my grand is in a nice four room house, Yana.
Yeah.
And three people are on the bed with her.
But that's what good memories are made of. Hey?
No, those are the best. Hey? Those are the best, yeah.
Did you guys do the whole Christmas lunch thing?
Yeah.
But you don't celebrate Christmas.
Not in the traditional Christmas sense, Father Christmas and all of that. But okay. My family was a little bougie with Christmas.
Did you have a Christmas tree?
We had to have
a Christmas tree. Sims. never had a Christmas tree. We really? Never had a Christmas tree.
We had Christmas trees in each house and we had gifts.
And did you decorate the trees and stuff?
There was tinsel and everything at my house.
You guys are white.
Nice guy.
For realsies.
Yeah, we had all of that and gifts.
Like, under the tree.
Under the tree.
And you'd pretend like you didn't know there were gifts until the morning.
Yeah, of course.
Like TV.
Yeah. Well, no. You couldn't really pretend because everyone would get to Christmas lunch and put them under the tree. Wow. And you just hope the biggest box was yours.
Look, I had to budget my gifts, okay? Like, I had to know, okay, so I'm 10 years old. I'm about to turn 12 one of these days.
From 10 to 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't get gifts every year.
Okay.
You kind of have to budget them. Okay. Ask when you're 10 that you can get a bicycle at 12.
Okay.
You know,
planning.
Yeah, planning. You know, resource mobilization. That's what I had to do. There was no Christmas trees here. I remember there was one Christmas my dad gave me $50. Well, he put it in a sock or something.
Right? In a sock?
Yeah.
Like that's proper traditional Christmas.
Remember there was this whole chimney. We had a chimney at our house because of old.
And you guys had an actual Christmas sock?
Coal house. Yeah. It wasn't really a Christmas sock. It was like a regular ass sock.
You know? That he just put by the chimney.
He put by the chimney.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And there was my sock and my brother's sock. My sister was still an infant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember he put like $50. And at the time, like $50 was a lot of money.
It was a lot of money.
Oh my Lord, I'm bawling. I woke up that morning and I put my hand in my sock and out came $50. Binkies, like, oh, crisp, yo, crisp. You know? And then all of a sudden he's like, okay, now give it to me. I'll put it in the bank for you. Safekeeping. Needless to say, that was the last time I saw that 50.
Yeah, because that was parents always use that trick, yo. Always.
Let me just hold it for
you. Yeah, let me hold it for you.
I'll keep it safe. No, I wanted to blow it.
Wow.
And I guess that brings us to this point.
I don't know.
Everybody blow money in December.
I think so. I think December can be very deceiving because it feels like you get paid twice. So you've been paid for November, so you still have money. And then right smack bang in the middle of the month, because everyone goes on leave.
Yeah.
You get paid again.
Yeah.
So in your mind, you're like,
it's the second month.
Let's do this thing. Yeah. Instead of thinking, actually, that's January money.
Nope. No. Palace has said, leave 2017 money
in 2017.
You don't want to bring 2017 money into 2018.
It might carry bad luck.
Like 2017. Just leave that in 2017, guys. Hey, so tell me, who does the cooking?
Everyone. At my house, it's like a potluck. Like literally, all my mom's siblings come through.
It's South African.
Hi, Wena.
You need potluck. What is a potluck?
Everyone brings it.
Oh, hang on. Sims, do you know what a potluck is?
Potluck.
Zolan, do you know what a potluck is? Thank Zolan you.
I Nina, don't make me out like I'm MTV. Fine.
So guys, Tando is very bougie, right? She's one of those kids that grew up with Mnet in the, like that old decoder. Remember that old school decoder that you'd see at your friend's house?
KTV.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. Like, I heard about it.
Actually, I didn't.
Whatever. Potlucks. Talk about potlucks.
But everyone brought a dish. So my family would actually put a menu together and then everyone would decide what they're cooking and that's what they'd bring.
So needless to say, we're going to Tando's house for Christmas this year.
Nah.
Potlucking and all of that. We're gonna go munch there. Hey? Now tell me, do you think that things are changing now?
How so?
Like Christmas back then, growing up in like the 80s, 90s, there was a certain vibe about everything that we used to do, right? Mm-hmm. You knew, it's other than you, Tando, but you knew you'd be getting some fresh new clothes, maybe some sneakers. You know, there was a form to it.
Yeah.
You know, a way it went, you know, and now it's almost like...
You're just older.
We're allowed not to be at home.
You're just older. Hey? Remember, when you're younger, your parents force you to go absolutely everywhere. And you do absolutely everything they do.
Yeah.
So now you have that choice. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to do what they say you must do. So And outside of that, you're out of their budget. You're not included in their budget anymore. So if you don't get new clothes in December, that's because you didn't buy yourself no new clothes.
Okay.
I think that's the only reason it feels different.
It feels so different.
I mean, now in my family, everyone used to get a gift. And now only the kids get a gift. And it's like, guys, but I'm a kid too, mom.
When you were a kid, did the adults get presents?
Yes.
Oh, so
maybe inflation
has gone. Changing.
Yeah, maybe.
So things are changing. Fireworks, do you guys?
Yeah, we do fireworks in December.
Yeah,
but in real on the 31st.
I 100 shooter.
No, like rockets and stuff, like proper. Yeah, 100 shooters. No, yeah. Things
where
that you must
buy those other stuff because yeah, no 100 shooters. You get them on any corner, yo. $10, $20.
There's like specialist stores like these. There's like this.
You know those things are illegal in this country.
Don't lie.
At least I think so.
No, then why?
Remember,
are they
SPCA
sold?
Did a thing with the dogs and.
Yeah, but then they just
ask
that you put your dogs away. I've never had a dog.
Yeah, I had a dog. It nearly died because of fireworks.
Shame.
Yeah, it was bad, man. Like, that thing was traumatizing.
I've never had a dog. And when we went to my aunt's house who did have a dog, she'd put her dog away. Like, she'd either, you know those pills that make dogs sleep or whatever? Don't they have
roofies?
No, it's not roofies.
Y'all gave your dog roofies.
No, it's legal.
Hey?
Or she'd go put it in a kennel or something so the dog wasn't there.
Okay.
But yeah, we'd always.
But like dogs can hear things like 10 times better than humans or something like that.
Listen, the dog was fine.
Okay, just on a side note. Do you think if you put earphones on a dog, they would go deaf or something?
No.
Hey?
Why? No.
Because it'd be like extra loud. You just play some Migos.
That was very random.
Yes, sorry. Super random.
So what are the myths about Christmas?
Myths about
Christmas? Well, about December in general.
Look, no, let's don't go with the Christmas.
Are we going deep? Are we going deep?
No, it's not deep. Just
okay.
Little Christmas myth.
Parents, please move your kids away from the radio. Hey,
Father Christmas, what is that? And why did he have to be fat? You see...
And still fit through a chimney.
I'd understand if this was a skinny dude, you know, like a nyaupe boy trying to sneak into the chimney and stuff. You know, I'd understand that. But this dude is large. Like, he's got this big belly, big beard. And for some reason,
because big climbing people down cuddle a chimney, better. Right?
Climbing down a chimney, his beard still stays white. How's that possible?
It's magic.
No, but you know, kids are real idiots.
It's the magic of Christmas.
No, kids are idiots. And I admit, I was a kid, I was an idiot too. Because I believed in this guy. And I just wanted Father Christmas. And it wasn't Santa Claus.
Did you really believe in Father Christmas?
I definitely believed in that
guy. I didn't.
Look, you believed in the whole wake up at 5 o'clock to see Jesus' face in the sun.
No, they said the sun danced.
Oh, whatever. I don't know.
And Jesus. I woke up once and I looked at my mom like, there is
the
no
sun
dancing.
At 5
I mean, how many of you guys know about this thing of the sun dancing?
I think. Okay. Hey?
Is it just a black thing?
I didn't even know.
Oh, Zolani didn't know about it, really?
Sims, did you know about
But you're thing? Like an eight, you're a 90s baby.
Yeah. It's like, wake up. The sun's about to dance.
So in the 80s, Zolani, let's tell you, our parents used to wake us up and tell us. The sun is gonna dance.
Yeah, the sun's gonna dance.
If you wake up early enough, the sun will,
if you didn't see it dance, it was your fault as well.
And I mean, guys, I've got quite...
Oh, you didn't see it? No, that means you woke up late.
I've got quite the imagination.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it's like the sun in Hercules, you know, that actually does the thing and it's moving and shit. And I would wait for this thing. And I was always so disappointed.
Really?
Not always. I woke up once and I was like, it's not doing anything. And mom was like, no, just look carefully. And I'm like, I'm going blind.
Did you go back to sleep?
Yeah. I was like, listen, if I missed it, it's okay. It's really quite fine.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm so sorry. Really? I actually saw the sun dance.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, look at
that. Is that what you're passing on to your kids? No way.
Yeah, I'm gonna trap them in the endless cycle of Santa Claus or hashtag Father Christmas. Father Christmas.
Yeah, Father Christmas.
And the dancing sun and all of that. But here's another thing for me that kind of worries me. The ratchetness of December. You know, on Twitter, all through November.
Yeah.
There were public service announcements saying that relationships are being suspended from the 30th of November until the 5th of Jan.
Because people disappear.
Yeah, why is that? Is it because of Mapo Nas? Is it because people get paid more they cheat more. I don't know what's going on, because it seems like it's a trend.
I think it's just silly season. Now. Anything goes.
You're getting the wrong right.
Basically.
Yeah, but why? Why is it not silly season in March?
We're not.
No, I'm just saying. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's everybody's on holiday.
And it's money, B.
Cousins are coming. You know that cousin from the hood.
Yeah. Yo, my cousin's around. Hey, but I definitely think it's a money thing. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's definitely a money.
So
thing.
If people had more money, they'd be more promiscuous. Conclusion is what we're saying right now.
If you had
the type of money you have in December and the type of free time you have in December as well.
But it's new money. It's not just money. Because once you're used to having that money.
You get a bonus every month.
No, but then you'd be used to it. Then it's not new money anymore.
Okay, maybe quarterly then.
No.
Hey?
No.
Okay.
I just think
it's annually. Hey, people are just rich, I think.
I think so.
In the deepness of the core, I think everybody wants to be
ratchet.
Yeah, I was gonna say a whore.
Okay,
because it rhymed. But
don't be a bull.
Yeah, be a whore. Mm. You know.
Yeah, I don't know, but you know, December's also the time where seven colors turns into like 10. So you know, black families have thing where on Sundays you eat seven colors.
Seven colors.
And basically, what that Sundays. Means, yeah, well, not December all Sundays. Sundays. Like maybe the first Sunday of the month, or you know, just after payday, and there's beetroot and there's. Potato salad.
Can't even count three salads on your hand. And you're telling me that you guys had Christmas trees and things. What other salads are there? Tell us.
The typical ones, man. Four bean salad, which I've never understood. Yeah, guys, stop making that thing. I mean, really, what is that?
That thing's gross.
Four bean salad.
Yeah.
Number one, not all about my beans. I four are different. I just know sugar beans, you know? Or like
kidney beans, bro.
No, yuck. I think people must stop putting beans in one pot.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the time where you, like, your taste buds are just tantalized, right? Because everyone cooks, man. I had an aunt who used to cook green rice. Like, she'd put food coloring in rice. That scared me a little because, I mean, ain't nobody want to eat
yellow
green rice.
Rice.
No, yellow rice is one thing. Cause that's,
what is that in that yellow
that's
rice?
That's turmeric.
Oh, okay. Ipori.
Yeah, ipori.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they just pour turmeric in
there.
Can
you ever taste the difference? It tastes like regular rice to me.
It's just, unless it's just you put yellow. Way too much. But yeah, it should taste. Even the food coloring rice that my aunt used to make was green, but it would taste like rice. I just didn't
green
want
rice.
my rice looking like my peas. Do you know what I mean?
It's just mad. Have you noticed how empty Johannesburg gets?
It's amazing.
In December.
It's like, amazing.
Where are the people? It shows you that no one is from Johannesburg.
Yeah, not a lot of people are from Johannesburg.
No one is from
it's the best time to drive.
It's only Sowetans that are like lost. They don't. We don't really know our identity.
Yeah,
like
Shem,
that.
Sowetans are
and
like a really lost.
We're just like, oh, thank God all these blast Japis are gone. You know, we're just going to cool out here and be bored by ourselves.
Yeah, but traffic is amazing. The schools are closed. It's absolutely fantastic. It's the best time to drive. It's the best time to be in Johannesburg, actually.
It's the best time
and
to
the
be
worst off. Time to be in coastal areas. Have you seen Durban, guys?
Yeah, Durban is mank. You kind of have to go in the first week of December or in June. to really enjoy.
June is still school holidays. You need to go like in August.
No, but
like those weird
go
months.
The cold months. Go in the cold months.
Listen, it's never cold in Durban.
Yeah, but precisely. I think you're cold in Joburg. And then, you know, but.
But if you understand how the school system works, June is holidays. So it's still full.
I guess so. What's the best holiday you've ever had in December?
It's Durban. Mm. With my family.
Oh,
it's been Durban.
Durban.
Yeah, but we stay up in Belita, so it's not as full.
Oh, listen to that. Belita.
Ain't no flexing going on.
Umshlanga.
Like, guys,
Mnet, KTV.
Umshlanga Rock.
Hey?
Guys, no, man.
Yo, you're like one of those kids, bruh.
No.
And it's okay. It's okay. I appreciate the fact that you had KTV when you grew up. We had YoTV. Give me a why. How did that YoTV song go?
I loved YoTV, actually.
Yeah, I loved it too. Cause
yeah, Disney's
it,
Cartoon
it had
Cafe.
Cartoons.
Guys, bring it back. Bring it back.
And Carly, oh my lord. Shout out to Carly. Yo. She married now, so off the table. I wonder what she looks like now. I had a thing for Natasha on Kidio.
Who's Natasha? Oh my goodness, the teacher. The one that talked to Mr. Chinwag.
She chilled with Mr. Chinwag. I think that was like proper my first crush. It was Natasha from Kidio, and she was just the one for me.
Okay, that's weird. Yeah. Do you guys know Kidio? Are you guys too young? Yeah. Okay.
Kidio was dope though. Mr. Chinwag, Timothy Tratton, all of that. That was boss. That was boss. But yeah, guys.
On the one thing about December, remember that one movie that used to play? Dinner for One.
Dinner for One.
Every single year.
So I can't remember if I actually understood. Did they speak in that movie?
I don't remember.
Because, you know, you start watching it before you can speak English. Okay. You know, and you're like, this is funny. This guy's drunk.
No, he spoke. Yeah, he spoke because he'd always answer the door or something.
But there was one guy.
Yeah, but I mean, he was speaking to himself, getting ready. And then he'd drink, and I think he had conversations.
Was there not two guys in the show?
No, it was one guy. Because by the end of the show, he was really drunk. Because he drank everything.
And he spoke
to himself.
So he was crazy.
Well.
And drunk. And this is the image that you go out on in December. Hey. Dinner for One was an absolute pleasure, though.
Another thing about December that was really, like, that traumatized my childhood. Remember those Christmas carols that would always come on with that group? That group, man, that always sang, mm-mm, Hark Now, Hear the Angels Sing. No. There were four of them. And the song would start out by going, bom, bom, yeah, bom, 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 bom.
That was the Mnet thing, guys.
No, it wasn't. It was Mnet on SABC, guys.
I don't know that thing.
I promise you, they're going to play again this year. Look out for them. It's incredible.
Are you going away this December?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm going to wait till January.
Are you going home?
No, I'm going to be home. I'm going to be where I wake up every day.
Do you think people get surprised in Jan that they're broke? It's like, oh my God, what happened?
I think so.
I'm so broke. But it happens every year.
But they shouldn't get surprised. I mean, I always say to people, when your salary comes in,
mm-hmm,
in December for January,
okay,
put it away.
Or blow it because it's 2017 money.
No. Then what?
And you're bringing the 2017 money into
January is the longest month of the year. It feels like 100 days.
Even Feb is freaking long.
Why?
It's got the worry at the end. January, February.
Wow.
For real, it only gets better in March.
Yeah, because that's when people are out of their debt just a little because they've taken out even more loans. It's actually quite sad, guys.
That's really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's funny.
No, when I started working, I was very smart with my January. I mean, really. Another thing about December, it's silly wedding season.
Oh yeah, everybody.
Every cousin, friend, whatever you know, is getting married. It is that one month of the year where everybody.
Do you think they get married because of their bonuses? Hey, just like I isn't. Yeah. I'm just going to blow this money on a wedding.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the time of year when people actually have time to be at these things.
You've got leave to get married.
Oh, yeah, I was saying they've got leave to get married.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day.
Because wedding's actually quite extensive.
Budgeting your leave days. It's like, you know, working is the hardest thing. You have to budget your money.
Yeah.
Budget your leave days.
And hope your leave days get approved.
Oh, man, it's such a schlep. Lord, it's bad. You know what I mean? But I guess if they taught you work skills at school, we'd probably be better equipped for it, because it's a shocker when you walk into a job and you don't really know what leave is, because all your life you've just heard people talking about, oh no, I'm just gonna take leave, and
because, you know, from the school system you have like 3 week holidays at a time.
And then December, and you have them is four times a year.
And then you start working and it's like, oh, you just have Saturday and Sunday.
Unless you're a teacher. I think teachers have it the best.
Yeah, I think so.
They got it good.
I think
they
so.
Just like take off every quarter, just I'm just chilling, you know, doing the thing. As a teacher, you can go on holiday.
Yeah,
because how many times are you gonna go home?
But listen, this going home thing, do you think it's an exposure thing? Because it's not like people don't have the money to go home, I mean, to go on holiday.
Yeah, of course it's an exposure thing. For the longest time I thought flights were the most expensive thing in the world.
No,
but you had Mnet, we understand.
No, but
look, for realsies, I thought flights, I thought I couldn't afford a flight until I was a millionaire.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then I saw, thank God for one time, I saw one time advertise a flight for like 369 Rand or something like that, return to Cape Town. This was like ages ago. And I was like, wow, I can actually afford this.
Really?
Yeah. First time I was on a flight, I was 19 years old.
I was about to ask you when your first flight
19
was.
19 years old.
Zolani, when have you been on an airplane? Because you have to ask that question.
Yeah, yeah.
Just not too long ago, I met someone who hadn't been to
Sandton City.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no, a but thing.
You
it's
have
a thing.
To ask. Yeah, so you have to ask. You can't take certain things for granted, you know. So when was your first flight, Zol?
2007.
How old were you?
About 16 or so.
16. 16. Okay. Okay. Sim?
96.
How old were you in 96?
Like 2 or something.
Yeah, you were like 1.
Hey. Hey. Yeah,
you were 3. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah,
he's
I was
one of those guys as well.
I was
Mnet kids.
I was
hey.
5.
Where did you go your first flight? Like Germany or something? Ah, I knew it.
I actually had to go visit
y'all
in East London.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I was like 5. I was 5.
Okay.
Yeah. But listen, when was your first flight? Have you flown?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't flown yet. Oh, we're gonna we need to have Palisa
fly.
Have
you never been on a flight?
No.
Kulula, hit us up, please. We need a trip to Durban.
Oh, we're gonna make it happen. Let's
go to Durban.
Oh, let's take a quick break and listen to a jam. Yeah. Another December jam. Hey guys, welcome to it. You are tuned into the Curve Corner on cliffcentral.com. I am Nolu Tando, chilling with Andy Lekunene.
Half man, half amazing, cool as ice and twice as nice.
Uh-huh. So going back to the sun, I'm so excited that someone knows about the sun. I was starting to feel crazy. On Twitter, Usmusiso Gianni just messaged us and said they always made him feel bad for not waking up by telling him that the sun was dancing.
Yep.
Is this just a black thing? Do we have... like other races?
No, I think December is very different between black people and white people.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. You know, I've had, you know, decent exposure to both worlds.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't get excited for December as much as we do. Like for us, it's a real thing.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Maybe it's just always December for them. Like the whole year. There's always 7 colors. There's always presents. You know, just, oh, you know, I was at the store at Reggie's and I decided to get you a gift, my child. You know, and you're just at home, just like, yeah, whatever. You know what
you
I mean?
You make your childhood sound so
no, my childhood
sad.
Was fun. It was fun.
Okay.
But I just, you know, it was the other day, I realized how traumatic it really was. Like, we did things as kids that shouldn't be done as kids.
Okay.
You know, like, we used to crawl around in sewer pipes. For fun.
Oh, okay, that's weird.
You know, and
Zolani, like, you're nodding.
You knew the whole network of sewer pipes.
But you're like 12. When did, what sewer pipes did you, what?
It's such a dangerous thing. There's rats and things down there.
Yeah.
And you'd walk in with a candle, you know, and you'd just
you
be.
You even had a candle?
We had a plan. We'd be like, okay, we're going to go from here and go over there.
Guys, what if you someone know? Flushed or something? Or do I just not know how sewer pipes work?
I don't know, I mean, but they didn't work that way back in the day. I think you'd have to wait for rain or something in order for there to be water down. But it was nasty, isn't it?
And, why were you not? Oh, find, but that's a boy thing as well. That's such
you'd
a
find,
boy thing.
You'd find so much gold in there, right? Like tennis balls.
Oh, that kind of gold.
And,
I'm thinking, mining.
No. You find like cool stuff in there because people throw away the weirdest things.
Really?
Yeah, and you find them in sewer pipes. It's crazy. People shouldn't do
but
that.
But they're dirty.
You know, I think it would be considered as
so
child
you guys
abuse.
Don't even have to do like reality shows and like Survivor, and you lived it. I mean,
yeah, but it was fun.
Who just goes into a sewer pipe for fun? Like,
I wouldn't do it now because I'm a little bit of a germaphobe now because of exposure to the other side. But I mean, growing up, you do all this nasty stuff, and you'd leave the house at 7 a.m. come back. When it's time to eat, at like,
really?
Or just before your mom gets home, and you're like, "Oh, I gotta take a bath real
that's
quick."
That's not a black thing; that's a boy thing. Like in terms of the adventures and doing things like going into a sewer pipe. Yeah. I mean, who looks at a sewer pipe?
Imagine if we had cell phones back then and like took selfies in sewer pipes. Hey, that'd be lit.
No.
Hey? For realsies.
No.
Do you drink more than you regularly drink in December?
It's silly season. You do everything more than
you. Uyalahla more.
No, angilahli. Mina angilahli ever. December does not give me.
People that lahla say. Hey?
December doesn't give me a reason to lahla, baba.
Everybody lahlas.
No, never.
Hey?
No.
Never?
No.
Not even once?
No.
So you don't drink?
Not to the point where yalahla. No.
Okay. Okay. I lasla a few times.
Really?
Yeah, bruh. That's why I drink.
Okay.
You know, I hate people that drink not to get drunk. They're like, oh no, I drink for the taste. No, nonsense. I drink to get hammered.
So December's very bad for you?
No, December's great for me.
Well, depending on how you look
at it. I can hardly remember any of it.
That shows is you, crazy.
Shows you how good it is.
Okay.
Hey?
I don't know. I like remembering stuff.
Okay. Okay.
So you're one of the people to stay away from in December.
No, I'm one of the people you call when you want to have a good time, and we disappear and get hammered
and not remember find ourselves what happened
in Durban.
Hmm. And in sewer pipes.
And in sewer pipes.
Nah.
Hey.
Nah.
For realsies. But tell me something.
Mm.
You know people that lasha and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
You know, do you think they just lasha with anyone or? Do they have like a radar to go, see, this one can get it?
I think people use alcohol as an excuse to get with people they've always wanted to get to. But the very people that they've been told, oh, no, he's so gross or he's not your type or, yeah, you know, yeah, then yeah, you yeah. can blame it on the liquor.
Okay.
And because December time, everyone is always to get like there's always something happening.
Yeah. yeah.
You know,
prize,
yeah. You know, so I really think people use it as an excuse.
Say in a thing, right? In a lasa moment, and you're lasing, right? Do you ever get disappointed after it? And go, oh my god, that was a waste of time. Yes. Hey, it happens, hey. But do you think chicks get disappointed as well? Like, oh no, that oak, you didn't. Yeah, at last, hey. No, but I'm saying, like, from the female perspective, do you think they go, oh no, that was a waste of time. That guy didn't put it down. Do you think it's a size thing? Do you think putting it down is a size thing? Hey?
It's not, definitely not.
Is it not a size thing?
No.
So for you, size doesn't matter?
Nope.
What size are we talking?
I don't know. Whatever size you're thinking about.
Ndopa gang.
Hey? Hey? That's the size I'm talking about. Hey?
Okay.
Ndopa gang.
Ndopa gang. Okay, that's like new age slang.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. But
hashtag Ndopa gang. Hey? Whatever that is. Hit us up on Twitter. Tell us what Ndopa gang is. Hey? But do you think size
girls
matters?
No, I don't think it matters.
Okay, what size are you talking about?
Sizes in general.
Hey?
Sizes in general.
So it's the motion of the ocean, not the size of the boat. Hey?
It's who's behind the wheel.
Is it who's behind the wheel?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Ugh.
Okay. So you're plus size, right?
Yeah.
Does it offend you if you get called fat?
Not anymore. It used to.
Okay. Because that's a size thing, hasn't
it? I've chosen to give it less power.
Do you date skinny guys or like big guys? Like, do you like muscle guys?
I can't date super skinny guys because, I mean, what are we doing?
Okay.
Maybe
so size does matter.
I might just
in that
you.
Instance.
Well, like, don't be skeletal. Like, I can't be hugging you and my hands go, like, and I touch myself. That, like, that's how small you are. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I hug you to the
yeah.
point where I'm touching myself
You must
again.
Still feel like a man.
You must feel like a human, like a person.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, no little people. So
that
sorry.
Sounds so discriminatory, but
hey?
Yeah, no.
But it's a preference.
I know,
and
right.
it's okay to have preferences, you
of
know?
Of course.
And you just happen to prefer bulkier guys.
Yeah, and then at least need to be taller than me, because...
Yeah, but you're pretty tall. And in South Africa,
yeah,
you're going to have a hard time again.
Yes, and South African guys are pretty short.
Yeah.
We're
not short. We're just normal. It's called normal. Our height is normal.
No, South African
Sims.
Guys are proper short.
Hey?
I'm the average
normal
height woman.
No,
one,
you're not.
One
you're
6'7".
Tall.
Nah, guys.
What size shoe do you wear?
I See, wear a
tall.
6.
Tall.
He's right. You didn't even wait for
tall.
The answer.
That's
because
you're tall. I was size 6 foot. Like, girls should be wearing size 4s, bro. I get intimidated
what?
By a girl who's got the same size shoe as me. I'm like, you, low.
Nah,
hey?
I'm a 6.
Hey?
I'm a 6.
7. Bordering on 7.
No.
Because of your height.
No, I'm a 6.
Okay.
Clean.
Yeah, okay, but size does matter, is what you're saying.
Maybe to an extent, yeah. So I'm going to change my statements and say yeah to an extent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do Do you think like plus size women are in fashion right now? Is it a thing? Can we say that? Is that okay? Yeah, we can say that.
Okay. They
thick
are
thighs
trending.
Save lives.
They're
yeah.
trending.
Thick women are trending now, eh? It's a thing.
I think it yeah. depends on what, hey, what side a, of the coin. Thing. I think it depends what's where you're coming from. In the African cultures, thick women have always been.
We're not coming from African culture. We're coming from 21st
no,
century
no,
culture.
No, no, when you go back in the day.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah,
when you think back in the day and you go back and you are a big girl.
Yeah.
All you hear is dulu. And yay, you're amazing, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
So growing up with in a certain, also depending on where you come from, you were looked at as, I don't know how to put that into
you're
words.
You're thick as a mug.
Yeah, yeah, you know. And then you join mainstream and then all of a sudden, oh my gosh.
You're too fat.
Don't eat that burger.
Yeah.
You know, but that's.
Moment on the lips, lifetime
on the hips, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you need to look like runway models. So not I don't
anymore.
Necessarily think people are just opening themselves up to new things.
Do you know Amber Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thickness.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know Kim Kardashian? Yeah.
Kim Kardashian just has a bum.
Kim Kardashian's thick. Guys? Yeah? Yeah, she thick.
No, guys.
Thick.
Nah.
Thick.
No.
Yo, Kim Kardashian thick as a mug.
I think she just has
the
a bum.
The proportion is like wrong.
Yeah, the proportion's very wrong. Yeah, proportion's Nikki very wrong because thick. Of all the other stuff. Nikki who? Nicki
Minaj.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay, she is. She is, but you know. Yeah, look.
Bam.
Okay. Okay, I'll let that one slide. But for me, size definitely matters.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So please, yeah?
Don't be stepping up to.
Yeah?
What exactly are you saying?
I'm just saying, Jay, size definitely matters.
For you, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What size are you referring to?
All sizes. Size of your bank account, size of your shoe. Yeah, you can't have a long foot. Like, are we cooling out in bed and there's your foot longer than mine? That's just a problem for me. It's
okay.
Just, yeah, I thought it was my foot. You know, it's a proper thing for me. So
okay.
I don't know if it was that movie with Eddie Murphy that made me like a foot guy.
That's
you know,
so weird.
And a bunch of dudes are feet people, right?
Yeah,
and I'm like, you can't have nasty. At least your feet have to be prettier than mine. And I've got pretty feet.
That's guys, but that you can't say yeah, that.
At least I think I've got pretty feet.
Jeans are not the same, guys. Some people have
Nandaba.
Amazing jeans, and
hey, we don't care.
So okay, so you see this banging girl, man?
Yeah.
Like she's really amazing.
Yeah.
And then she takes her shoes off.
And they're nasty.
You
walk away.
What?
Walk away.
You have had a full-on conversation.
I do
you
not
like
care.
Her. You're vibing like you are, and then she just takes off her shoes.
She better have some socks on. For real, didn't be a surprise.
But guys, stuff like that, you can always just make her wear socks or make her wear
no.
sneakers.
But now I know.
You can't unsee that.
Yeah, you can't unsee it.
Neck toes. Like,
yeah, like now I know, and now I'm traumatized. Now we're busy making out, and what am I thinking? Oh my god,
you're thinking of her toes.
Oh lord, those feet. For realsies.
No.
Yeah. Look.
I'm out of guys. This is life.
Feet
can't
is
be
a real thing,
man. Come hey? On, life can't be that hard,
guys.
Like
no,
we're looking
no, no,
at
no,
our
no,
hair
no.
and our eyebrows. They must be flicking.
No.
You know,
no.
Our nails must be done, and then also our toes that we sometimes have no control over
yep.
must be amazing.
Yes.
What must I do? There's no toe replacement store.
Look, people can get taller now. They get boobs jobs. They get butt jobs.
Ain't
thigh
nobody
jobs.
Getting toes replaced.
Look, somebody got to come up with a toe job or something. Yeah, Elon Musk, you know, do your thing. Innovation. But look, don't make it like it's a guy thing that we're very particular or whatever. Women are just as bad.
Toes,
actually,
though?
Even worse. Women be like, he said the wrong thing. Yeah. Or he said hi too slowly. Or he replied 3 seconds slower than I expected. And now you're turned off all of a sudden. Do you know what I mean? Toes is an actual thing that you know, if we do our research, probably it's like, evolution dictates, you know, whatever. I don't know, Charles Darwin stuff. But if you've got nasty toes, it means that
you were just wearing the wrong
bear,
shoes
bear,
growing up.
Good
maybe.
Kids or whatever. I don't know. But look, there's a thing with toes.
guys, I mean, look at ballerinas.
And it's not just toes.
Ballerinas don't have good toes. And that's because they have worked in order to stand on their toes and do these amazing pliés and I don't know what the other things are called.
Toe-standing thingies.
Yeah, the toe-standing thingies. They won't have nice toes. And this girl is banging. And she can dance. And she...
I don't care. Like, no, I'm good, yo.
So and, your thing is toes. So don't hit Andile up if you've got nasty toes.
Don't DM me, please. We're being very prejudiced here. Don't hit anyone up if you've got nasty toes.
Guys, that's real, man.
Yeah.
And you guys are like the
Can you wear pantyhose when you've got like
of course. Nice
toes? Don't they cut through those
things? No, guys. Auntie, what are the people's toes you've seen made of?
Toes are nasty,
I'm so... Like right? Quasimodo looking toes.
Yeah. What's your preference in like a dude? What, like physically, that is. You look, because as guys, we are very open about, oh no, look at that. Jeepers, that's hot. That's a nice bum. Oh, that's, you know, that's a nice neck. You know. What do you look at?
For me, it's not always physical. It's very...
You see? And then she's got a problem with us having a problem with toes. Now it's...
No, I mean, you know, guys, there's certain things, there's a lot of things I can look past. But like, don't say stupid things and don't not be able to hold a conversation. Or
but for you, like, stupid thing could be hello.
It's like, my name Edith.
Yeah, but I mean, English is not my mother tongue. I never expected it. Hey? So you just look at, oh no, this guy can talk nice.
No. But the thing is, listen, I can be attracted to you from a physical standpoint. Just say something stupid. That all goes out the window.
Okay.
So for me,
and that's understandable. That's not like the toe thing.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna blame a poor child because maybe he didn't have the right size shoes growing up and they messed up his toes. Hey, okay.
You grow up. You can like, fix them.
You can I can just always say, so babe, please always wear shoes when like please don't wear flip flops.
Pressure. Mind you, I can change.
No. Just
Don't wear flip flops.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe at the beach, wear those shoes.
Okay. Wear Jordans in that ocean. That's what.
But for me, it's not necessarily physical.
Okay. So you never look across a room and go, oh my God, that guy can get it.
Really?
There's no hope for us, gentlemen. Yeah.
I mean, boys must just guys.
Do you think this is easy, the general sentiment from all women?
Guys have it easy because not easy, but as a guy, you have to have game.
Okay, y'all heard that.
And game you can work at. Okay, you get the ugliest guys who have the prettiest girls or
money.
No. Nah, money. It's not always money. It's also game, like.
Yo, I think
as a girl, you've got more pressure to look a certain way because mm-hmm. guys are so visual. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because guys are the way they are.
Okay.
But with guys, you just. But it's need the 21st century. Game,
aren't we all the same now?
No. Why are we all the same? Why are
because,
we
all like, feminism and stuff.
Aye.
Hey? Uh-uh. We're all the same now, so we're all visual or the other way around. What's the opposite of visual? Nah. Non-visual. Audio video.
My feminism stops at a certain point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's selective.
Yeah, quite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think guys can be feminists?
Yes.
Okay. How do you figure that?
But feminism is not about hating guys.
What's it about? It seems like it's about
hating
guys.
No, it's not. People just take it to the extreme.
Yeah, men are trash. Hashtag men are trash.
Yeah, but that's not feminism.
Hey? Oh, that's what they blame it on?
No.
Like, oh, no, we're feminists. Men are trash.
No, this it's not about hating men, because when you hate men, then what are you gonna do?
Yeah, tell us.
Angaz, tell us what you're gonna do. I don't hate men.
No, I'm asking them that are listening. Tell us when you hate men.
No, I just think.
Yo, so I'm gonna get creamed on social media after this. Hey.
But yeah, I'm a. Selective.
It's a joke, guys. I told you last week that I have to tell people when I'm joking because sometimes. People miss it. I'm just joking, guys. Hey, I tell you, listen, Tando.
Yeah.
So there's this thing called Sundance Festival.
Yeah.
Right? Have you ever been? Do you go to festivals?
I've never even heard of the Sundance Festival. Tell me about it.
Hey.
Does it only happen in December?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
We got a texty text about it now.
Okay.
Sundance Film Festival. Nope, it's not even a festival that we want to go to. Unless you're a filmmaker.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's for the likes of Wilson Pewens.
But Afropunk is coming, guys. Yo, I'm so excited. Hey, Solange, hit me up. It's at Andy Lekunene. I need tickets, girl. Hey.
It looks like it's going to be a lit December.
Yeah, look, December's always lit.
Yeah, someone just sent a WhatsApp and said, how do you have control over your toes? I'm glad people are agreeing with me. You do not have control over your toes.
You do.
You don't.
You do.
All right, guys.
You can't have cons. On your
you know
toes.
When you have your great-great-great-grandfather's toes
No,
can't take back? You can't,
I'm a cons. They're not hereditary, guys.
It's like bunions and cons can be removed.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm saying. They're not hereditary. It's not like you're born.
So you guys are not talking
and nasty toenails.
Because guys, there's nasty toes in the sense Yawuti. They are just not like they are crooked or they are. But you are born with those kind of toes. So you guys are talking bunions. Because bunions can't be removed.
Yeah. But I mean, all of that, even those crooked ass toes, I don't know. Yeah, you can't judge them.
Hey guys, go rough.
No. You can.
She can't do anything about
it. And then, a preference, Baba. We're talking, no, socks.
So yeah. What if something happens in life, she had the prettiest toes and then they go ugly?
Aye.
I'm sorry.
I've never seen that ever in my life.
She could become a ballerina later in her life.
Bye,
yeah. Wow.
That's it. Bye, Felicia.
Yo, bye, glasa. Hey. Anyway.
What's
yeah, see, guys, I don't know.
Time,
between the
time,
December
time
talk and the size talk and the toe talk, I don't know. I'm just like.
Konozulasha.
I don't
December 16 this weekend, guys. Yo, it's going
to. It's going to be lit. Guys, I'm saying is. Ningalahli.
Lahlani.
Be careful.
There's what? Makelwane Festival. There's
so much going on. The 16th is always lit. But guys, please be careful.
Reja Fitness. Reja Fitness thingamabob on Vilagazi Street.
On Vilagazi Street, yeah. There's so much going on. But you see, that's fun because there's no booze there.
There's
booze don't know.
All over that street.
But
you'll be
guys.
In an aerobics class with a beer in your hand. Good December, boss.
But yeah, guys, it's been an awesome, awesome show. Thank you so much for all your comments. It's been amazing.
Thank you very much for listening, guys. This is Andy Lekunene, half amazing.
Are you not going to do the twice as what?
No, cool as ice and twice as nice.
Okay,
since you asked for it.
Guys, I am Nolutando Nkosi. Thank you so much for joining the Curve Corner this Wednesday. See you next week, 9 to 10.
This is CliffCentral.com.